Morgan's AM. A mixed night for US equity markets. Further gains for bond yields.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets struggled for direction after resuming trading following the President's Day long weekend. The Dow added 64 points, or 0.2%, to carve out another record closing high. The broader S&P 500 dipped 0.1%, with the yield-sensitive utilities, real estate and healthcare sectors all down over 1%. Energy, with a gain of 2.3%, was once again atop the primary sector leaderboard, while financials also traded strongly, up 1.8%. The Nasdaq fell 0.3%, and the small capitalisation Russell 2000 Index fell 0.7%. In US economic data, the New York Empire State Business Conditions Index rose 8.6 points to 12.1 in February, better than the 5.9 reading forecast by economists and the highest level of activity since July last year. European bourses settled with modest gains, with the benchmark Pan-European Stock 600 Index edging 0.1% higher. Basic resources and banks both rose over 1% to once again be among the leading primary sector performers. Germany's DAX shed 0.4%, France's CAC inched 0.01% higher. French tyre manufacturer Michelin added 0.2% after reporting a 2020 full-year net profit that was of 625 million euros, a sharp decline from 2019's 1.73 billion euros. However, the company projected up to 10% growth in its markets for 2021 and increased its dividends. In economic data, the ZEW Economic Sentiment Index for Germany unexpectedly climbed to 71.2 in February, against economists' forecast for a decline to 59.6. A second estimate of Eurozone gross domestic product recorded a 0.6% quarter-on-quarter contraction for the fourth quarter, marking a 5% year-on-year fall. London's FTSE slipped 0.1%, Glencore gained just over 2% after the miner's full-year adjusted earnings exceeded expectations and the company reinstated its dividend. BHP Group rose 1.5% following the release of their first half result that saw the company declare a record interim dividend and talk very positively about the opportunity in potash. Rio Tinto gained 1.2% ahead of their full-year result later today, Australian time. Base metals were mixed. Copper eased 0.2% to $3.80 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium and zinc both lost 0.2%, while nickel rose 1.2%. Benchmark spot iron ore remained unmoved at $166.88 a metric tonne, with Chinese market participants returning from Lunar New Year holidays tomorrow. Gold futures fell 24.20, or 1.3%, to $1,799 an ounce. A deep freeze in the US continued to drive US oil prices higher. WTI added 54 cents to $60.01 a barrel. However, Brent lost 18 cents to $63.08 a barrel. The cold weather in the US is also pushing uranium prices higher. US 10-year Treasury yields jumped 9.9 basis points to a one-year high of 1.3%, also logging their best single session rise since November last year. The latest moves left the spread between the 2 and 10-year yields at 1.18 percentage points, its widest in 4 years. The Federal Reserve released the minutes of their January monetary policy meeting tomorrow morning, Australian time. The CBO Volatility Index climbed 7.5% to 21.46 after closing below 20 for the first time since February last year, last Friday. And the Australian dollar is weaker, buying around 77.5 US cents. Reserve Bank of Australia Assistant Governor for Financial Markets, Christopher Kent, participates in a Finance and Treasury Association roundtable webinar today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.